If you happen to be one of the 100 people who walk through the library on an average day, you can ask the staff just about anything. Try it. See if you can stump librarian K.J. Bush and her staff, Margaret Villarma, Lana Johnson, Sarah Merritt, and Jean Brown. It's not as if they can instantly give you the answer. What they can do is direct you to the answer.
Well, there's so many things that people come in here for. You could not possibly make a list of what everybody would ask at the front desk. A lot of people will preface what they're asking for with, I have a really unusual request or I have a really odd request. And when they tell us what it is, it really isn't that odd for what we help people find, what kind of information or who to route them to. Maybe it's something we can't answer. So then we have a toll-free line into the Anchorage Library that we can call and say, hey, have you guys heard of this, or how do we find the answer to this? So people here in town, they come up with some unique questions.
That's librarian K.J. Bush. She says questions range from how do I fix a truck to where can I find more information on diabetes to how do I set up an email account. And the library staff is more than happy to be the go-to people.
We don't mind the sorts of different types of questions that people have. I mean, that's why we're here.
Jay Bush takes me on a tour. As we walk through the building, we pass an extensive collection of magazines, which includes such titles as Outdoor Life, Beadwork, Sports Illustrated, and Brides. We pass the DVD collection, the music collection, new fiction, new nonfiction, regular fiction, informational books. She points to the back wall, which is all books on Alaska. We then pass the new large print books, the videos, books on tape, and we end up near the children's section. Jay Bush points to the two internet computers and the microfiche reader, which is often used by people researching old editions of the Wrangell Sentinel dating back to 1902. Within a couple of weeks, there will be 3 brand new internet computers. That's due to a grant which the library received by working with the Wrangell Cooperative Association. Jay Bush talks about some other new editions coming soon.
We just have purchased some more large print books for people. Actually, that was through the Friends of the Library. They spend their money at different things during the year, the funds that they make on the dessert bar. We are actually probably getting in the next 2 or 3 weeks, probably a couple $1,000 worth of children's books.
Amid the new additions, Jay Bush, who has been at the library for over 27 years, says the thing that's always been there is a support from the community. In fact, it's growing each year. This is evident by the community's show of support for the popular summer reading program. While the library is indeed for everyone, it highly caters to children. Thursday is the start of another season of Storytime. Storytime runs throughout February, March, and April every Thursday morning from 10 to 11.
We always have a theme for the session. Like say if it's I Love the Snow or something like that, then Jean will read stories on snow and we'll have an activity which might be a sticker page and then we have a snack when they leave.
Jay Bush hopes Storytime will help introduce kids to the library.
It's the children's time, so if they're loud or whatever, or just, and a half hour is a long time sometimes for young children to sit through stories. And if they do, fine, and if they don't, that's fine too. But it is their time, and it's just kind of getting them in used to the library and the staff and enjoying the stories.
In the short time that I was in the library, people were in and out, and several had found a spot to enjoy some quiet time. There was someone using the copier, one on the reference computer, 2 individuals on the internet computers, and a child sitting nearby. As I walked out, a group of animated kids were filtering in, and something K.J. Bush had said seemed to ring true.
People come in here because you can help them, and they want to be here. So people are pretty much in a real good mood when they come in.
The hours for the Irene Engle Public Library are Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to noon and 1 to 5 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 1 to 5 p.m. and 7 to 9 p.m., and on Saturday, the library is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.